There were two anti-U.S. firebrands, Iran and Venezuela, who were making the most noise, and they were saying that the weaker U.S. dollar is to blame for the record high oil prices. Currently, oil export earnings are denominated in U.S. dollars, and that's one of the reasons why we have Saudi Arabia, as well as the UAE, pegging their currency to the greenback. Now, what people are saying is that Venezuela, as well as Iran, were pushing for the OPEC oil cartel to move instead to a basket of currencies away from the U.S. dollar. A lot of analysts are saying that that would probably be impossible for OPEC to really do, especially because Saudi Arabia was caught on closed-circuit TV saying that they should stop talking about the U.S. dollar altogether because they were concerned, the country was concerned, that the U.S. dollar would continue to weaken further.
Interesting. OPEC taking inspiration from Gisele Bündchen and perhaps Jay-Z, who's been caught flashing euros in his latest rap video. Now, what else came out of the meeting?
Well, what really came out of the meeting is that OPEC is just clearly divided over their opinion on the U.S. dollar, on their stance towards the United States, as well as on whether or not OPEC really should increase production or not. Now, what people were saying was that really OPEC, you know, on the one hand, you have Venezuela, who was talking up the oil prices by basically saying that oil could hit $200 a barrel if the U.S. were to strike Iran or to strike Venezuela. Now, then on the other hand, you have Saudi Arabia, which, of course, is really a longtime ally of the United States and is trying to move the conversation away from politics and more towards environmental concerns.